Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. And thanks for watching, thanks for listening to Talking California with Mayor Mario. So folks, today I have a special guest. I have here Roxanne Hogue, which is the chairwoman of the Los Angeles Republican Party. So welcome to our show. Welcome and thank you for everything that you're doing for us.
Thank you for having me.
We're glad. She's also an actress. She's so involved, very passionate in politics. I've never met anybody with so much energy and passion. And it's basically to serve and to do what's right. So let's talk. There's so many good things happening or so many bad things happening. Let's start off with the easy one because it just passed yesterday. Los Angeles County just issued an emergency, declaration, if you will. It was a 4-1 vote. Catherine Barger was the only one that had common sense. And she said, what's going to be different tomorrow? Okay, what's happening on that? What are your thoughts on something like that?
Well, poor Catherine Barger is a island of sanity in the sea of absolute madness that is the LA County Board of Supervisors. And really that encapsulates everything that I think is important here. Local politicians and local politics affects your life
absolutely
more than anything at the presidential or congressional level. And the Board of Supervisors has unbelievable amounts of money and power in LA.
Yeah.
And so what do they do with that power? They defund the district attorney's office. By the way, Nathan Hochman elected overwhelmingly to replace George Gascon, and overwhelmingly, even in deep blue LA, we voted 70-30 for Prop 36 to make crime illegal again.
Right.
So the Board of Supervisors decided in their infinite wisdom, nah, we don't want to do that. What we do want to do is take our billions of dollars that aren't enough to have a clean streets or safe streets or even non-corruption happening, and we're going to give a huge amount of it to people whose first act upon entering the country was to break the law.
Right. And you're going to possibly... this also puts a moratorium on evictions. I'm a small property owner and I have somebody that's been living rent free for the last 9 months and it's almost impossible to get somebody out. And I'm a fair landlord. I have a reasonable rates. I take care of property. How's that going to impact on the people that have an extra rental house? And how can they do this?
The California Democrat Party, and let's be frank, these are all Democrats, so they're progressive. Their goal is to break down private property rights. And that's what the Board of Supervisors does as their handmaids, because they create the problems, because who would rent? Who would choose to let a stranger rent from them if the end result is you're not going to get paid, you can't make improvements, and this person can ruin your life?
Yeah.
Who would do that?
Yeah.
So that creates the housing shortage.
Yeah.
I know someone with an apartment building that's empty because she's elderly and doesn't have the bandwidth for this sort of mess in her dotage. And so they are actual arsonists who then say, huh, look at that fire. We should do something about that. And that's what they've done here. They discourage private property rights. They disincentivize people working hard. And the one thing we have in California, we're a little wacky, but we have crazy good property values, right?
Yeah.
They seem to just mostly, over time, they rise and rise and rise. And for a lot of people, that's their retirement plan.
It is.
Is their primary residence. And California Democrats and Sacramento have done everything they could to make sure that that is a net loss for everybody.
Right. And it's getting worse here. Well, you have... I served when I was on the mayor of Downey, when I was on the Contract Cities board, on the executive board on there. Lindsay Horvath had just come on from, West Hollywood. Look what West Hollywood she did there. And then, so let's promote her. And now she does all the goofy stuff for LA County. And you have certain other ones on there that are, we'll talk about Prop 50 in a minute, but you have, Hilda Solis that's already declared she's going to run for this new seat that, you know, we lost because of, you know, the population.
It's the Peter principle in large effect. California Democrats can fail up because they are backed by special interests, public sector unions, and the DSA, the Democrats Socialists of America. It's kind of an unholy alliance. And as someone who came to this country to flee democratic socialism, it's terrible to see.
Yeah, no, I did. I came as a refugee, too. And it's amazing, some of the things. So let's talk about our favorite subject right now, because and I'm being sarcastic because it's the goofiest thing I'd ever seen. I thought once we passed in 2010, we passed a constitutional amendment in the state of California to have our citizens have a citizens committee to do the redistricting. Okay, I was in elected office at that time. I supported it. I was president of Independent Cities Association, and I got almost a unanimous vote from my board of directors, other cities, by the way, and some of them are in Congress, Democrats in Congress that used to be on my board. We all supported that. So we have this redistricting committee that's worked. We've been the envy of a lot of different states in the country that says, hey, let's look at good governance like California, okay, where it's taken away from the politicians and it's given to the hands of citizens. And the way we pick it, I believe it's 4 Democrats, 4 Republicans, 4 independents, and you have to go to a process. And to get on that committee, by the way, you got to promise not to hold elected office for 10 years. So you're doing that for good governance.
And it's been a good trend.
It's been a good
out
trend.
Of 50 states, only 7 have independent commissions, which is, you know, better than 0.
Right.
But to find out that everyone else, politicians, just pick their voters, it's the one thing California did really right.
We did. So we have that. So what happens, okay, there's a lawsuit under the Biden administration in Texas that says you gerrymandered this particular district on there. That's not valid. So they were going to have to do it anyways, the state of Texas. So they did. And President Trump came out. That's the big thing. Oh, that'd be nice if we can find 5 more seats. So we in California say, all right, we're going to fight fire with fire. These are Gavin Newsom's ads. So we're going to do that. It's going to be temporary. But by the way, let's stop the rigging. You know, we deserve better. California, I'm being sarcastic here. You know, Californians, you know, we're going to basically do this for now because it's so wrong to do that. We don't agree with gerrymandering. By the way, I looked it up. The Democratic platform in the state of California likes the independent redistricting. It says that's the model that we should always have. And yet they're being hypocrites in promoting this. This is Governor Newsom's way. They did it in less than 30 days. They put it on the ballot. The districts were drawn by the guy named Paul Mitchell that runs PDI.
Not the hairdresser. Because the hairdresser is fabulous.
I like that. You're right. And this Paul Mitchell, by the way, he's so partisan that several years ago, he kicked Republicans off this site that we just get basic information on there. So we couldn't even use this PDI. Anyways, so I digress. So they put this on the ballot, okay? And the only thing on the ballot, $230 to $250 million, it's going to cost us in this election. And the redistrict maps are crazy, absolutely crazy on there. What are your thoughts on 50?
Well, Gavin Newsom's body cannot cash the check that his mouth keeps writing. That man gets out in front of things and picks the wrong horse. The entire Democrat argument boils down to this. Trump.
Yeah,
that's it. No other argument. They're going against their own stated goals of independent citizens redistricting, which, by the way, never favored Republicans. This is not even a partisan argument that anyone against it is making.
Right.
It turns out you're literally going to reduce the Republican representation from 9 to maybe 5. But by the way, not so fast. Just because he's done this doesn't mean it's going to have the result he thinks it will.
Right.
The man is not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Right.
But the other thing that he forgot to take into account is actions have consequences and other people get a vote. So while I think it's completely ridiculous to do what my toddlers used to do, Mom, Texas started it.
Yeah.
The fact is that now other states can do it too. And right. there's more squeeze out of that juice for red areas than there is for blue ones.
Yeah.
And so he may have bitten off more than he can chew. Mm-hmm. Overall, it's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. It rewards people who are termed out and looking for their next gig
right.
by drawing districts that make no sense. And how do districts make sense? You should be able to say, I live in Downey, ergo, my representative is X.
Mm-hmm.
And if your city is big, like the city of Los Angeles with 4.5 million voters, obviously we can't have one congressperson. It should be split in ways, again, that yeah. pass the smell test.
Yeah.
And these new maps do none of the above. The big clue is that the yes on 50 people are not sharing the maps.
Yes.
They don't say, look what we've done.
Right. Right.
They're pretending to their voters
right.
that by voting you'll get to draw new maps.
Yeah.
That's the argument yeah. of the poor misinformed Democrat voter.
Good point. Some of the districts on there's the one up north that goes from Oregon to Nevada border all the way down to Sacramento. And it's bigger than most states. I was talking with Zurich Lewis from the Cerritos College Board also, and there's one in Mission Viejo that the district is literally split in somebody's backyard. There's another one in Orange County that the district is split in the middle of the street. Here in LA County, we're getting an extra district where we lost representation last time because our voters went down. They're adding another district in there all of a sudden because we had Lucille Roybal Ehlers. She had to be termed out because we lost that district in 2020. Now we're getting it back. But here's the consequences that unfortunately people don't realize. So what does that do to the Inland Empire that's got growth, okay? On there, they don't get more representation, they get less. That's going all the way from Norco, horse country, is going all the way to parts of LA County, which are not the same representation. What does that do to our Asian community, okay? When you're taking representation away from them. So they're kind of defeating their own thought process. It's just hypocritical and silly to see. Have you seen the ads that Tom Heyer has put in there about President Trump? He's the guy that ran for president. I just couldn't believe it. Tom Steyer, yes,
yeah.
Excuse me. On there, it's childish. They got a Trump throwing French fries at the TV and whatever. That goes to what you said. You know, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. Guess what? Even if this passes, President Trump's still going to be president.
But they don't think that. So, they literally, if you talk to the average Democrat voter,
yeah.
even if you talk to Barack Obama,
yeah.
he'll say, we're going to stop Trump by yeah. voting for Prop 50.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Even if you get your wildest dream and you get to impeach him, you do know that we have a Senate.
Right.
And this, how did impeaching him twice work out for
yeah.
you so far?
Yeah.
Not that well.
Yeah.
As Katie Porter would say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
The fact is that the Democrats have decided, because all of a sudden minorities and young people have taken a step to the right, that they need to redistrict.
Yeah.
None of this is about preserving
no.
democracy. It's not about
no.
Helping to enfranchise minorities, people of color. No, it is raw, naked, craven, venal political power. That's
yeah.
it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you brought up there somebody, speaking of blowing up on their Katie Porter. By all things, she was leading in the, the polls. It's early. It's a year and a half away. But she was leading in the poll because she had some name idea of running for Senate. But her ego got in the way with that CBS reporter last week. And then things are coming out, which we all knew this. This is the worst kept secret in Orange County. We knew that she treated her staff. Her staff had some of the highest turnovers of any congressional staff when she was in Congress.
Problem with Congresswoman named Katie, I believe, on the Dem side.
Yeah, yeah. So what are your thoughts on the whole governor race, but especially for Katie Porter, which seemed to be leading the Democrats, at least?
Katie Porter was leading because she has an easy-to-remember name and she had a whiteboard once.
Yeah.
The polls are early.
Touche. You're right.
This is the problem that happens when you have one party rule. You are not getting the best of the best. You are getting people who throw their weight around, I mean that literally, and get to the top by throwing elbows. And the fact is, she was very good at that.
Right.
The reason we have at least a two-party system is the same reason we have a prosecution and a defense in the judicial system. You need the tension. You need the arguments. You need each side to make each other better and to actually, you know, through the Socratic method and constant tension, get to a better place. And Katie Porter and Scott Wiener and many other not ready for primetime Democrats are proof that California does not mint good politicians.
Right.
Exhibit A, Kamala Harris running for president the first time, dropping out before getting a single
vote.
Delegate. They're just not ready for primetime.
No. And yet, see, her book is 107 days. That was the problem, that she only had 107 days.
India manages to vote when they call snap elections in 2-3 weeks. So I think that wasn't the problem.
I know. That, I just being sarcastic out there. It's amazing. It's amazing what's happening with that. So what do you think of the governor's race? So you had Buettner that announced for L.A.
For
mayor, which we thought Rick Caruso might run for that. That's been the discussion again, right? And you know, Karen Bass, Buettner's argument yesterday was he actually voted for her, thought she'd have a chance, and then here's all the issues. But now, does that make Rick Caruso run for governor, possibly? And Rick Caruso, he's a registered Dem, but he's more moderate and more in our line of thinking. He's a professional, decent person, at least, on there. What are your thoughts?
Okay,
on
so
that?
Let's talk horse race, because that's always a fun thing to do. And L.A. is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, both the city the county. So, first of all, Buettner, it's pretty much disqualifying if you had a choice between Bass, the communist, and Rick Caruso, who builds things. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
The second thing that's important to know is that statewide races can be won by intelligent conservatives if they lose L.A. County by less, specifically 25 points or less. Mm-hmm. So if you, like Willie Sutton, if, you know, Rob Banks, because that's where the money was, if you go to L.A. where the votes are, you can make the argument to enough people to get you over the hump for victory.
Right.
I would say that insurance commissioner, kind of more, almost more important than governor at this point. No offense to everyone who's running for governor, but there are statewide races that people don't pay attention to that we can see after the Palisades and Altadena fires. They're kind of important. So right now, everybody's jockeying for position for all those races, for the LA mayor's race and for the governor's race. Really quickly, on the mayoral side, Buettner is important for one reason. Someone willing to say no to Karen Bass will open the doors for others. The other thing I have to address is the number of people who say, well, Rocky, why isn't the Republican Party running? We don't run candidates.
Yeah.
We are wildly individualistic, bottom up, personal responsibility. That's our party. And so people choose to run. And when people choose to run, unless God called them, and apparently that happens a lot because he's told 20 other people to run for governor, but unless God called you, the other reason you would get in a race is because the math works.
Right.
It's sort of like gardening, which I'm terrible at, by the way, but I know enough to know that if you put a sun plant in the shade, it'll die. So if you say you're going to run for a race in a district that's only 13% Republican and you're the Republican, you'll lose. I did that, by the way. So I'm not casting aspersions on other people. We have to do that. And so the gubernatorial race, like the LA mayoral race, the numbers need to get better. How do we fix that? My advice to everyone listening is there are a lot of you who are legacy registered Democrats or you know some. Take a step to the right. They don't deserve your voter registration anymore. They've proven that. They're pro-Hamas, they're anti-Semitic, they're pro boys in girls' sports, and they're completely against private property rights and this little thing we call the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
If you're a decline-to-state voter, also take a step to the right, because here's the math that matters. Republicans can't turn out Republicans, which is our actual job, if we can't find you. And so by registering Republican, and those of you who unregister so that you can avoid jury duty, I'm talking to you, get registered, register as Republican. It's actually not you know, available on the internet, like some states. It's mostly private, except to candidates and campaigns. But we need to fix that math.
Yeah, yeah. And we're getting better, but you're right. It needs to, you know, I interviewed Steve Hilton, and he had some good ideas of doing that. We have two prominent Republicans, if you will, Chad Bianco and Steve Hilton on there, and they both have some good ideas. But Steve Hilton sat right there, and he gave me that path, and I'm like, you say it so well, it makes sense. It made a lot of sense, the possibilities on there. So I think that's your great advice. People should take a look at, you know, why are you registered voters? You know, people talk, I was a fan of Charlie Kirk before, and I knew of him and so forth. And after he was assassinated, I look at all his videos, okay? I love the guy. I am now hooked. I am 100% a Charlie Kirk fan. And there, look at the common sense reasoning of all his argument. And for all those people that say he was racist and this and that, no, just listen to it. Watch what he said. He always asked good questions. He was very good. He had a couple of transgender students on there, and he asked him more as a counselor than he did in putting him down on there. Anyways, so check him out on there. But I think that's the point.
The key point, though, is the people who would call Charlie Kirk racist also called you and I racist.
Yeah, yeah, just so because we're Republicans.
It's a meaningless phrase at this point.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, so Prop 50. You were quoted in the LA Times today. Don't worry about the hole in the envelope. Just put the ballot in. And I thought your comment was good. It's like, just turn it the other way around.
There's eight ways to put a piece of paper inside, right? It's a long piece of paper this way, this way, this way, this way. And then you turn it inside out and you do it again. Yeah. So here's what happens. Our side is so used to being in a losing locker room that they often try to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Yeah. Most people in California like our independent redistricting commission. Right. And all the hysteria and conversations about, oh my God, the envelope has a hole, and oh my God, only vote
they
in person.
Yeah.
It's all voter suppression on our side. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't fall for it.
Yeah.
Just vote. Carrier pigeon, mail, ballot center, vote center. Go naked, go wearing red, white, and blue with a pinata on your hat. I don't care. Yeah. Just go vote. And vote before Election Day.
Right.
I think you and I both know Suzette Valadares, who is running for assembly on a day that it rained, which in L.A. Is the worst possible thing that could happen.
Storm watch. We had that yesterday. Storm watch L.A. It was rain. We had rain.
Right.
And then,
then the county of L.A. sent out a flash flood warning and people stayed home.
Yeah.
So don't wait. You got to bank your vote. I would listen to President Trump on this one. Bank your vote.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Even Attorney General for the state of California, Rob Bonta, said, if you live in a county that's maybe not close to a district on there, you put it in the mail that day, it may not get postmarked. Your ballot may not count.
No.
So do it now. You have it at home. I got mad at my wife last night. I go, honey, did you vote yet? She goes, no, I'll get to it. I'm like, just do it. I did mine.
I'm saving it to do with friends, but I'm doing it before I go out of town.
Yeah.
Because you never know what happens to
your
plane.
Yeah.
And so if I'm going down, I know that I will have voted no.
So Roxanne, a big picture, just because I have you here for next year. So the 2028, by the way, the going back on the politics too, and you said it earlier about Prop 50, it may not get you the same results. I was in D.C. and the folks from Indiana, they're waiting. It's going to happen next in Indiana, the redistricting thing, if you will. So other states can come and take over. And then the one message that I heard back there, too, that made a lot of sense to me from Dems. So we're going to go to possibly only five Republicans in the state, 29 and five or something like that. So how many benefits are we going to get in California representation? Because we're still going to have 2 years of a presidential with only five representatives back there. Is that really what's best for California? I mean, you're thinking big picture of the nation, the whole thing. But let's say you win the House. but you're not going to get anything. You still have a Senate that's going to be Republican. You still got a president on there. So do you really want to sell out California for something like this? And like Tom says, and have Trump throwing fries on the TV. How many millions of dollars is he spending on that stupid ad, which is insulting to me? I wouldn't be insulted if it was the other way around, too. Why don't you do that for some good? Why don't you give that money to Karen Bass for Inside Hope safe thing that they can't even audit?
Because that's a total crap program, too. Yeah. Because the Democrat platform can be boiled down to this. Do not accept reality. The reality is, we have a Republican president. Yeah. We'll likely have one for the next 4 to 8 years.
Yeah.
And the reality is, your constituents demand services from you, not as a partisan, but as your representative. The reality is that California has huge problems, which they have not solved. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Downey's beautiful. You can drive. You can. I don't see the homeless people like I do in North Hollywood, where I live. Does anyone look at the people dying on our streets, living in their own filth, just completely beset by drug addiction and by mental illness? Do people look at that? Do people go to put gas in their cars and pay much more than the rest of the country? Do people lose their ability to get rent for their property? Do they look at all that, the crumbling infrastructure, the graffiti building in downtown LA, and say, you know what the problem is here? We have too many Republicans.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone says that.
No, you're right. And we've been so controlled by Democrats for so long.
They haven't solved a single thing.
Yeah, and it's in the two the big metropolitan areas and so forth. Yeah, you're right. And yet we keep reelecting them. This is time. This is a good message. You know what? This works, okay? What we have right now, the redistricting, it works. It's proven it's worked. This isn't a new test case on
and
that.
And how you know it works is that nobody sued over our various redistricting. Yeah. Like, we just accept it, even though, by the way, it was, we weren't even saying there was, we don't have enough Republicans. It literally was like, you made a new district, we'll have to fight harder.
Yeah.
You need that from, you need people to compete for your vote.
Yeah, yeah. And this here, you know, the thing that I feel is so hypocritical on the Democratic side is, you know what? I'm there. It's not going to change things in the White House or even back in D.C. But why don't you fight harder, get a message that resonates to the people, get leaders that can, promote that message and win? You know, so that's the best way to do that. If you look at the last couple of years, they haven't done that. And there's not a leader that stands out. So real quickly, your thoughts on L.A. County for next year. We'll wrap it up with that. As the president of the Los Angeles County Republican, what are your thoughts about L.A. County or what we're doing here throughout the state?
My appeal is people have to understand that L.A. County, 4,600 plus square miles, almost 10 million people, 1 million registered Republicans, the largest Republican County Central Committee in the country.
Yep.
It's great that we have 54 partisan seats. We have 24 state assembly districts and 17 congressional districts and 13 state Senate districts. But what really matters are the 1,100 nonpartisan offices throughout LA County. So when God calls and tells you to run for office, I'm sure he didn't mean governor. Please look at one of the other 1,100 races that it's possible to win and to govern well in.
Yeah.
You know, Sharon Kwan, we just had a press conference with a bunch of mayors and city council members out on the east side from the San Gabriel Valley. Yeah. The Santa Clarita Valley voted no on Prop 50 yesterday. All these people are actually doing the work of filling potholes, keeping streets clean and safe. And instead, what we have on the statewide level is corruption, crime, and grime. And that ends at home. Charity begins at home, but so does politics. And my last message for people who say, well, I'm just not that into politics. In California, politics is into you.
Yeah.
So get off the couch, get to work.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's 484 cities and all the school boards, and that's where those are, by law, they're nonpartisan, if you well. The city of Downey, which I consider well run, and I'm proud of it, obviously. But we have, you know, we're heavily Democratic in registration, but we had a majority city council Republican up until recently. Now we have a 2-2-1 there, and it's well run. It takes care of business. Our school district is one of the top ones in California. And yet, you know, we have a majority Democratic registration, but our school board members aren't necessarily that. Because, you know, our candidates, people like our candidates. They like what we stand for. They like our party platform. Then when you put the big, you know, R or D on our foreheads, that's when people get swayed, because the message out there is so bad. At least, you know, we're racist, homophobic, we're this and that.
The money put in by public sector unions and Democratic Socialists of America and George Soros level people makes it so that people can't hear for the noise. But the truth is, nobody likes being mugged.
Yeah.
And that's what we have going for us.
All we have to do is to tell the truth.
Yes.
You know, when you see those ads on 50, at the end, look who's doing that. Why is the California Teachers Association, why are they spending money on this? Why is Newsom's Governor's Fund for 2020? Why are they spending money on this? Why is the George Soros of the world? We're not making this up. This is for real. They're spending money on this because it benefits them and their candidates that are going to give them raises.
It's fascinating to me that the California Teachers Association has yet to figure out how to teach kids to read.
Yeah.
It seems like that would be a priority, but no.
Well, the superintendent of schools is running for governor, too. I'm being sarcastic. He is running for governor. Anyway, so that should be interesting. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for one of the hardest working people I know. She's on top of it. She's hustling and pushing people and pushing them in the right way, just to consider the options. What can they do? And it's all about service. Folks, she doesn't get paid for this position on there. It's cost her a lot of money. She drove all the way here for Downey today. Last night, she was at the Glendora City Council. She's been to other city councils. And she's there because you're following the passion of your heart. And we're really proud of you. All Republicans need to get behind you and show you that we can do this together, working together. But thanks for what you're doing on Prop 50. Folks, vote on there. Please do it now as soon as possible. Any final thoughts you'd like to add? You can chance to talk right into the folks there.
You can find us at lagop.org. That's lagop.org. And we try to spread the news and have a calendar, and we elevate other Republicans. If you have an event, if you want a canvas, no on 50, we're there to help and support you. And sometimes, yes, it runs on love and passion. But sometimes we need a couple dollars in the bank to make sure that we can contact voters. That's the job of the party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Registering Republicans and turning out Republicans.
Absolutely.
So help us do that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for being here. Folks, thanks for watching Talking California with Mayor Mario. Stay tuned.